Learn of me. July 2nd, 1903. Typed. Our perplexities and anxieties will be lightened when we heed the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. These words are of the highest value to those who desire to walk in the narrow path that leads to everlasting life. The Word of God puts faith at the entrance gate and lines the whole way with the light and peace and joy of willing obedience. The things that appear to be crosses are found by experience to be crowns. The prize is ever in sight. The travelers keep before them the mark of their high calling in Christ. His commands are righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Professing Christians need a decided reconversion. When they obey the Word of God, practicing the teachings of Christ, they will find that His gentleness has made them great. "Learn of me," is the Savior's command. Verse 29. Yea, learn how to present truth under the divine influence of the Holy Spirit. There is power for those who receive Christ, for we read, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." John 1, verse 12. His promise is that if we accept his invitation, we shall be anointed with the oil of gladness, which is emptied from the two anointed ones into the hearts prepared to receive it. Shall we not receive the anointing of the holy oil? Unreserved surrender. God will accept nothing less than unreserved surrender. Half-hearted, sinful, professing Christians would spoil heaven were they permitted to enter. They would stir up a second rebellion there. Those who know the truth, yet do not exalt the author of truth, will never enter the city of God. Heaven would be purgatory to them, because they know nothing of the high, holy principles that govern the members of the royal family above. The directions that Christ has given are so distinct and so definite that no one need take a false step. Let us not please and glorify Satan by showing that he has power over our churches, our ministers, our medical missionaries. Let us have confidence in one another. Let us not think that because we have made crooked paths for our feet, every other professing Christian has done the same thing. Let the one who in the past has been a fault finder begin to climb the ladder heavenward, keeping his eyes fixed on the light above. The true Christian keeps the windows of the soul open heavenward. He lives in fellowship with Christ. His will is conformed to the will of God. The Lord calls for workers who have been transformed by the renewing of the mind, workers who have gained an individual experience in proving what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 2. Shall we not, in the few days of probation that remain to us, act like men and women seeking for life in the kingdom of God? Even an eternity of bliss? We are to strive earnestly to reach the standard set before us. Not as a penance are we to do this, but as the only means of gaining true happiness. The only way to gain peace and joy is to have a living connection with Him who gave His life for us, who died that we might live, and who lives to unite His power with the efforts of those who in this life are striving to overcome. Holiness is constant agreement with God. Shall we not be that which Christ so greatly desires us to be? Christians in deed and in truth, that the world may see in our lives a revelation of the saving power of truth. This world is our preparatory school, and while here we shall meet with trials and difficulties, but we are safe while we cleave to Him who gave His life as an offering for us. The whole world was gathered in the embrace of Christ. He died on the cross to give the death stroke to Satan and to take away the sin of every believing soul. He calls upon us to offer ourselves on the altar of service, a living, consuming sacrifice. We are to make an unreserved consecration to God of all that we have and are. In the lower school of earth, we are to learn the lessons that will prepare us to enter the higher school, where our education will continue under the personal instruction of Christ. Then he will open to us the meaning of his word. We cannot afford to miss the privilege of seeing his face and of hearing the gospel from his lips. Shall we not put our whole souls into the work of preparing for admission into the higher school, where we shall see Christ face to face? Shall we not be determined to obey the word of God? Or shall we choose our own wisdom and trifle away the day of gracious opportunity, wasting the years and months so rapidly passing into eternity?